From golf to the serious business of the United States and commerce. With us on the line, and it's a pleasure to talk with him as he will be making his way to Denver to talk about CAFTA, is the Secretary of Commerce for the Bush administration, Carlos Gutierrez. Good morning, sir.
Morning. How are you, Steve?
A pleasure. Thank you. We're doing very well out here. A gorgeous day, and hopefully it'll be nice weather when you come out. You were talking... Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to say I'm looking forward to it.
Very good. The main message, CAFTA, in a nutshell, what is that and what does it mean to our economy?
Yeah, CAFTA is a free trade agreement with the five countries of Central America and the Dominican Republic. Very straightforward. We've been importing for about 20 years, 25 years from Central America into our country pretty much duty-free. So their products come in without having to pay a duty. Our products go into Central America with duties. What CAFTA does is it levels the playing field over time so that our duties go away and we have a level playing field and we can sell them more product. It's also very important from the standpoint of regional democracy. These are countries that were once in a lot of turmoil, a lot of dictatorships, a lot of civil wars. Today they've all embraced democracy and they want a free trade agreement with the U.S., which would really make them a player in the global economy. And it's very important that we support them, and it's very important that we support CAFTA. It's good for our economy, and it's good for our neighborhood, and it's good for the global spread of freedom and democracy and free enterprise.
CAFTA meant $8.1 million of exports coming from Colorado in 2004, so that was good news for us, and that number is likely to grow. What kind of industries do you think our state has that really lends themselves best to exportation and trade, would you say?
Well, several interesting industries, and as you mentioned, it's $8 million of exports with duties, so you can imagine what we can do without those duties. But, you know, products like plastics, Colorado has also exported quite a bit to Central America of control instruments, measuring instruments, navigational instruments, computer equipment. And then on the agriculture side, Colorado can export more beef, corn, pork, wheat, barley. So all those products can benefit, not just manufactured goods, but also agriculture.
It's a connected question, and one that's a hot button out here, certainly in Colorado and the West, and that is immigration, illegal immigration. It is said that this economy would collapse if we did not have illegals coming in and doing the jobs that Americans wouldn't do. Your feelings on that?
Well, what the president has said repeatedly is that he wants immigration reform that recognizes that when there is a willing employer and a willing worker, so there's a job available and an American doesn't want to take that job, if there's an immigrant for that job, then we should be able to put those two together. One of the benefits of an agreement like CAFTA is that it provides development in Central America. It provides the opportunity for jobs in Central America. It gives them the opportunity for progress and prosperity in their home countries, and that would put at least a lid on immigration, and it would limit immigration. So, in any way you look at something like the Central American Free Trade Agreement, this is a good deal for our country, and it's a good deal for our neighbors. And very importantly, I think it's a very good thing for Hispanic Americans in the country.
You're a guy who's risen to the top from the bottom of the rung. I remember when you were appointed by the president or nominated by the president that you talked a lot about Kellogg and being, what, like a janitor or something there and then working your way up to the top, right?
Well, I started out in sales. I was selling out of a van in Mexico City.
Wow. And then you became the head of Kellogg?
Yeah. It took me 25 years, but eventually I did, yeah.
Pays a little better than the one you've got now, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true. That's true, but it's not as fun, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And it's just, it is, look, it's a real privilege to be able to serve a great leader, our president. It's a privilege to be able to serve our country and to be involved in projects as important as CAFTA, as impactful as CAFTA. CAFTA is big. There's a lot at stake here. We have a historic opportunity to get this passed. And I would just hope that we all recognize that, put politics aside, put special interests aside, and do what's right for our country.
Well, you'll be talking about it this weekend in Denver. We've got to let you go at that. The 35th Secretary of Commerce, Carlos Gutierrez, thank you much.
Okay, thank you. Good to see you. Good talking to you.
Good day.